Surrey, BC. Voter turnout was steady Sunday in the Metro Vancouver municipality of Surrey among those casting ballots in an unofficial referendum at the centre of Canada's ongoing tensions with India. The referendum on Khalistan, an independent state in India proposed by some Sikhs, was being held at the same Surrey Gurdwara where activist Hardeep Singh Niger was shot dead in June. Sarbraj Kalone, news director at Radio Punjab who was at the referendum site, said voter turnout picked up as the day progressed and temperatures warmed. In the morning the turnout was a bit low but now as we reach another phase of the day, there is a large turnout, he said. Kalone said the results of the vote, expected Sunday evening, are not binding. The organizers just want people to come, attend and just unite under one flag, he said. As you know, this is a non-binding referendum but the organizers, they say, the United Nations they are watching it closely. Sunday's vote marks the second round of the referendum in British Columbia, after organizers said the first ballot on September 10 was so popular that voting couldn't be completed in one day. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in the House of Commons on September 18 that there were credible allegations, potentially linking India's government to Niger's killing. Referendum co-organizer Gurpatwant Singh Panoon said Trudeau's statement has created more open conversations around India and its handling of the Khalistani independence movement, while allowing its supporters to become more vocal without fear of retribution. Niger was an organizer of the Khalistan referendum in Canada, and votes have also been held in several other locations around the world. The Indian government has denied involvement in Niger's death and has long maintained that the Punjabi independence movement undermines India's national security. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 29, 2023. The Canadian Press.